Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach said that while persons continue to present with flu-like symptoms and to test negative for COVID-19, health officials are also seeing an increase in positive cases of the virus, which persons had assumed was just a cold. Dr. Kisa-Beach said health officials have also observed a reluctance on the part of some persons to get tested, even while they're ill.
So over the last few months, we've been seeing a viral illness where we test for COVID and it's negative. We continue to see some of that, but we are also seeing an increased number of cases of persons who have COVID, and they're saying, oh, it's just a cold. So we're seeing persons with fever, persons with vomiting, persons with sore throat, cough, and we are seeing a lot of that, unfortunately, in persons who they stay at home or the children stay at home and they don't get tested until somebody else who's in contact with them with similar symptoms. They get tested and we realize it's COVID. So we are seeing quite a few persons who either, one, are assuming that they have just a cold, not COVID, and so they're not presenting to be tested. We're seeing some persons who are suspicious that it is COVID but don't want to be recorded as having COVID, or for whatever reasons, I guess some persons might want to have to stay away from work or stay away from school, and so they're not being tested. So we see a disturbing number of persons who are presenting, or we're getting reports of persons who have COVID or COVID-like symptoms and not being tested. So whereas originally we were looking at this other viral illness, cough cold, that was not testing positive for COVID, we now have actually been seeing more and more cases of COVID where persons are assuming it's just a cold. So we are cautioning persons. And we are also seeing that reflected in our actual numbers of persons who are actually being tested.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, Jamaica's daily COVID-19 case count has passed 400. The Ministry of Health has reported that 433 cases were confirmed from 4,336 samples on Sunday. This resulted in a positivity rate of 34%. 95 patients are in hospital and 3 are critically ill. At the same time, 5 more COVID-19 related deaths were confirmed. And in the international arena, new research on intensive care patients has found that COVID-19 is associated with impaired function of the right side of the heart, led by experts from the National Health Service Golden Jubilee in the United Kingdom. The COVID-19 RV study was carried out in 10 intensive care units in Scotland. It assessed the impact which the virus had on 121 critically ill patients who required treatment on ventilators. About 1 in 3 patients showed abnormalities in the side of the heart that pumps blood to the lungs. Nearly half of ventilated patients in the study died because of COVID-19, a figure comparable to national and international death rates. The research, conducted at the height of the pandemic from September 2020 to March 2021, before the full impact of the vaccine program kicked in, sought to help improve future care and outcomes for those most at risk from the virus. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.